Jumping in on Manx Radio
with Howard and Chris Kane.
Hello.
Good evening.
And welcome. And of course, Dave Holland ushers in yet another Jumping In here on Manx Radio, Saturday night, 9 o'clock. All the best sounds in modern and contemporary jazz from around the globe with myself, H.
And me, Chris. Yes, welcome along to this week's Jumping In. And as usual, we've got plenty of treats in store as the US election runs and hots up. At least we've got something to take our minds off COVID and Brexit, which between them have conspired to keep us away from live jazz. One through travel restrictions, and the other by potentially pricing European festivals out of our reach by next summer. Let's hope not. Still, the presidential election. I was really enjoying the return of Spitting Image this week until I was told you needed a subscription to something called BritBox to watch it, and I realised I'd just been watching the news. Hey-ho. So what's grabbed you by the caucuses this week, H?
An old friend that we've been talking about in a while back, Tia Ripdal, his first out in 20-odd years, Conspiracy. A return to form, I think. We're heading back a few years, but something new, something old. Palo Alto, It's the Loneliest Monk. And, yes, here's a feature we haven't done for a while. Same tune, different artist.
And for me, well, a former world ruler, a musical down payment, an Asian throwback to whet your appetite, a hamburger. Well, 20 of them, actually. Here's the Jazz House Orchestra Hamburg with Cosmopolitans.
Thank you.
Nice indeed. That was the Jazz House Orchestra of Hamburg with Cosmopolitans, the title track of their 2019 sophomore album. And who are they, I hear you ask? Who are they?
Who are they?
I knew you'd ask. Well, they're a 20-piece ensemble formed in 1998 by a group of young professional jazz musicians in Hamburg wanting to put their own band together to play compositions written exclusively by the band members. And just the thing to get proceedings underway on this chilly October evening. Good stuff indeed.
Good stuff indeed, and more good stuff indeed following on now, because if you're a Tia Ripdahl fan, you've been starved a bit of late. I don't think he's brought anything out in about 20 years, and I was beginning to think perhaps he's, you know, given up on recording, moved on, decided, retired. No, I think he's just been busy in Norway and doing other things, and lo and behold, all of a sudden, bang, up pops a new album, Conspiracy, on ECM, and it is right on form. It is proper, good, old style, if you know what I mean. ECM. If you like your ECM old style, this is the one to go for. Tia Ripdahl again. If you like Tia Ripdahl, then you won't be disappointed. That's all I can say. Proper old style ECM. Proper old style Tia Ripdahl. Here's one first on the album called As If the Ghost. And a typical delay for an ECM start. As I say, proper old school ECM in its, yes, the sound, the space, the silence at the beginning. Always renowned for slow, you know, several seconds of silence. The sound of silence, they used to bill themselves as ECM. And you quite often get 4 seconds of it at the beginning of the first track on a CD. Don't ask me why. And yeah, the sound there, if you want to be critical, you could say, well, perhaps he hasn't moved anywhere in 20 years. But I guess, you know, not everyone's a Miles Davis or John Scofield who keep reinventing themselves. Some people sort of do what they do, and that's what they do for 30, 40, 50 years. And that's pretty much what Tia Ripdahl, I think, has been doing that way, even down to the sort of the lovely dancing cymbal there. Very reminiscent of the late, great Jon Christensen on so many ECM albums. Tia Ripdahl, of course, his latest 2020 on ECM called Conspiracy. Tia on electric guitar, Dalia Storluken on keyboards, André Hulida Halter on fretless bass and Fender Precision, and Pal Thrusten on drums and percussion.
I remember first discovering him as a student and sharing with you, my junior peer, a cassette tape of the album, which one of your friends generously described as turgid ripoff.
Turgid ripoff, that's right. Yeah. Waves, that was. I think it's wonderful.
Yes, fantastic. Well, we first met the next artist when she was a celebrated BBC New Generation artist back in 2015 at the Southport Jazz Festival. Not next year, sadly. But trumpeter Laura Jurd and her band Dinosaur were originally formed as the Laura Jurd Quartet back in 2010, when she, with three other friends and fellow students at Trinity Laban College, started a journey that after three previous electronics-heavy albums, for me, have really struck gold with their latest, mainly acoustic offering on Edition. Here's the title track, To the Earth.
Thank you.
Very nice indeed.
It's good, though.
Yeah. Fantastic album, I think, described by one reviewer as practically perfect in every respect. The kind of plaudit I thought was only reserved for Mary Poppins. Nonetheless, fantastic album. Lineup has remained the same, unchanged, with Elliot Galvin on piano and keyboards, Connor Chaplin on bass, Corrie Dick on the drums, and Laura on the trumpet. And thanks to Dave Stapleton at Edition for sending us that. Buy it now.
Buy it now, indeed. You might have tried to buy this one and had a little bit of difficulty. Monk Palo Alto. This is a new one out on Impulse. I say new. It harks, of course, back to the 1960s, and it's a previously unheard recording of the Thelonious Monk Quartet in Palo Alto, as the name suggests, from 1963, off the top of my head. It'd been one of these weird things where a young lad had invited, he was a big fan, had invited him to play, and they'd turned up. It was recorded. I don't know if it was recorded officially or not. It has been just brought out, but it was one of these weird ones where Impulse had just brought it out, and I think a few had got out there, and then it was withdrawn because there was some sort of argument with the Monk estate, presumably about royalties and such like, or money, or I don't know, the recording contract, whatever it might be. So, briefly, you might have got your hands on one, and then suddenly found it had disappeared, and for a while they were trading. It suddenly went up from being £10-15 to about £80 per CD. Because I think those people who got them were thinking, gosh, this is going to be collectible. They have now sorted it out and brought it out properly. I think you can buy it at Real World Money again now. And I remember hearing it a while back, which made me prick my ears up when Julian Joseph played a little bit on J to Z a while back and said, this is great stuff, check it out. Well, any Monk is worth checking out, isn't it? Here he is, in action. We'll be right back. Wonderful stuff. Thelonious Monk in the fall of 1968 it was. And yes, wonderful liner notes with this, which does tell a whole story about this 16-year-old Jewish kid called Danny Scher, who he said had a dream. He wanted to bring the renowned Thelonious Monk and his quartet to play a benefit concert at a high school in Palo Alto, California, armed with little more than a telephone, posters, a persuasive pitch, an impressive knowledge of jazz, and iron-willed determination. Scher not only made it happen, but temporarily united a divided city. That's the divider between black and white, of course, getting right into the heart of the race wars going on. And he was, yes, he was very keen. He was known as the red-headed kid who played jazz records every Wednesday at lunchtime for anyone willing to listen. And during his junior year, 67-68, was elected chairman of the Campus International Club in an effort to raise money. Playing jazz, he wouldn't have thought would raise money, but he did produce afternoon concerts featuring the likes of Vince Guaraldi, John Hendricks, and Cal Jada and his quintet in April. Wonderful stuff. And I do like the notes about the actual concert himself. He said it was a miserable day, raining October the 27th. The day of the concert, skeptics showed up as promised and assembled outside the school auditorium before the rain to see if Monk would actually turn up. Doubts evaporated when Danny's older brother Les pulled into the school parking lot in a white van with a knack of Larry Gale's bass sticking out the window for all to see. Monk, Gales and Charlie Rouse and Ben Riley sauntered across the parking lot into the green room, which was an empty classroom with a few refreshments stuck in it. Fred Barry, one of the other musicians who was playing support, said he witnessed an interesting encounter in the green room between Monk and a fan. I remember there was a young Caucasian lady who came up to Monk, who was standing on the side looking out the window. She asked him, "Does the rain influence your playing?" Monk looked at her and said, "I hope so." And apparently, yes, not only was it a great success at the end of the day, but an as-yet-unknown black custodian at Palo Alto High School arranged to have the piano tuned in exchange for permission to record the concert. What a great... It's worth checking out, really is great. What do we hear? Epistrophe from that. Palo Alto, Thelonious Monk.
And good job the mics were turned down as both of us were singing away heartily throughout that. Now, despite the COVID constrictions which have been placed upon the freedom of musicians and artists and all of us, indeed, many have seen this as a time to discover new working methods, to work and record remotely, or indeed to release albums captured just before the pandemic exercised its iron grip. One such octogenarian friend of Jumping In and a regular on the programme is saxophonist John Sermon. We had heard from him and his son a little bit earlier, but let's hear Dowry Song, taken from the latest release, Transylvanian Folk Songs. Thank you. Hungarian and composer-musician Béla Bartók started collecting Transylvanian folk songs back in 1909, and after 8 years had he got several thousand examples. An odd point from which to launch a jazz project, you might think, but not in the hands of Transylvanian native pianist Lucien Ban, with the viola of Matt Manure and the majestic saxes and clarinets of John Sermon. The unusual instrumentation of this trio and the source material, I think, makes a fascinating Romanian musical journey in the hands of these masters, and it fosters some great improvisation. One of the strongest Sermon recordings in years to my ears, albeit as a guest on Lucien Ban's project. Transylvanian Folk Songs, the Béla Bartók Field Recordings, which was recorded live and captures all the dynamism and excitement of a real concert, which is, I think, what we all need right now.
Absolutely right. And what we all need right now is a bit of one of our old features. We haven't done this one for quite some time. Same tune, different artist. The tune in this case, Ornette Coleman's Tears Inside.
Hello, I'm Magnus Öström, and you're listening to Jumping In at Manx Radio.
One track. Two artists, one track. Two tracks, one artist.
Two brothers, one brain.
Yeah, we'll get there in the end. Same track, different artists. A feature we haven't played for quite a while here on Jumping In. The track in question, Tears Inside, a classic by Ornette Coleman, played first off by the composer from the fantastic Tomorrow Is the Question album of 1959, The Magic Year in Jazz, with an amazing lineup, really. Ornette on alto, Don Cherry on trumpet, Red Mitchell on bass, Percy Heath from the Modern Jazz Quartet fame on bass, and Shelley Mann at the drums. A real mix, that one, playing Tears Inside. And then acolyte and a great fan years later, Pat Metheny, from his fantastic Rejoicing album. I've really enjoyed that album again. I've forgotten how good it was. 1984, with Charlie Hayden on bass, the wonderful Billy Higgins at the drums. You're listening to Jumping In with Chris and H. We've just got time to squeeze in a little taster of Tigran Hamayason's latest. Thank you. Tigran Hermiason from his latest. A bit more on that next week. Just time to tell you, a jazz night at the Manin Hotel. Great evening of live music, live jazz at that. Great food, an overnight stay in the comfort of that wonderful new hotel down there on the promenade. A package price of £150 per couple. That's Friday the 23rd of October. Must find out exactly who's playing, but it's a four-piece jazz band. What not to like is what I say.
And an overnight stay. Well, once again, we seem to have exhausted the radio minutes. Was that actually an hour? Of course, we could keep going all night, but that's all that's made available to us. With a great selection of modern jazz, I hope, leaving you with just time to hear from the veteran Polish drummer and composer Jacek Kochan, who, along with saxophonist Bartolomiej Puknel and the remarkable Dominik Varnia, who's got a new ECM release coming up shortly on electronic keys, and this from his 2018 release, Agi, we leave you with Chinese Boomerang. Don't forget to come back. See you next week.
Take care.